This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This morning, the Environmental Protection Agency announced a decision not all that popular with either the automobile industry or supporters of the incoming Republican majorities in Washington. The EPA locked in strict fuel efficiency standards first put in place 4 years ago, standards that are going to oblige automakers to more than double their mileage by 2025. Marketplace's Adam Ellington has that story.
As part of a 2012 directive, EPA had until next year to decide whether the fuel efficiency target of more than 50 miles per gallon was doable. Well, they decided, and the answer is yes, a ruling which would add significant costs for car makers.
The main objection is feasibility.
William Yateman is a senior fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, a libertarian think tank. He says the regulations would make cars more expensive precisely at a time when fuel efficiency isn't a big selling point.
Consumer preferences are largely dictated by the price of gasoline, and as such, we've seen consumers flock to these SUVs and trucks and the bigger cars.
But the regulations don't, in fact, mean that every vehicle must meet the same target, so says Brandon Shutley of the University of Michigan's Transportation Research Institute.
But everyone has to get a little better, so that's where still, even though you have maybe some slightly different goals with a truck or SUV than a small car, all of them have to get better.
Shutley says spending more on R&D doesn't mean car makers can't make money, just maybe not as much as before.
All of that adds up to each of these vehicles ultimately being a little less profitable, especially if they have to make this happen sooner rather than later.
Investing in fuel-efficient technology is ultimately a good strategy, says Tony Dutzik, a policy analyst with the Frontier Group, a D.C.-based environmental think tank.
We have a long history of oil prices and gasoline prices whipsawing back and forth. You know, and I think that the public understands that.
Because of the way the EPA ruling is structured, it would be very difficult for the Trump administration to undo and would likely result in lawsuits from environmental groups. I'm Adam Ellington for Marketplace.